Good evening. Happy Wednesday evening. Nice to have you back, Courtney, and all of you who've been traveling. I know this is my first Wednesday service in a couple of weeks, but it's all of our first Wednesday in a couple of weeks. We've just been so lazy. It's nice to bring in the new year with our service on Sunday and to follow it up with the themes that were spoken about in service and expansion. With this week's Pulse of Spirit is about the bending of time and space, and we were speaking about spiritual DNA, that which is on our inward parts and written across our heart that carries the vibrational design of who we are. It's true for every person. And the stillness that's required to touch it and allow it to be born through us. We've been speaking for some time about stories that we've created about our experiences and our beliefs about what life is about and how life works, and the importance of letting go of the story that's not the cosmic story, because we are all connected to the cosmic story by the very nature of who we are as beings. I wanted to reread the poem I wrote and read on Sunday, just to initiate us back into the experience of stillness. What I was speaking about is, if you can't find stillness, be thankful. If you can't find stillness, be forgiving. Be generous. And it'll take you back to the place of your own stillness and centering so that you can feel the vibrational power of the spiritual DNA that is with you when you're born and stays with you. We all have unique DNA due to our ancestry. As you know, I found out mine is not Italian, which is devastating. But I've studied a lot about the epigenetics of how we can affect our DNA by changing our story. But I'm speaking about the DNA of spirit that is in our very essence of being. Before I read this, I just want to remind us what David was speaking about with regards to the eternal, which is the never-changing, and then we also have the parts of our world that are ever-changing, the never-changing and the ever-changing. And as we learn about our own basic DNA, our basic divinity, the reality of who we are, we get to find the bandwidth of what's eternal and never-changing, so that we can steward what is ever-changing and allow ourselves to participate in the glorious and wondrous experience of being a human being who's alive and engaging with life. If you, in fact, have latched on to some of the things that are going to change, you will learn quickly that that is not the way to stay centered, because as it's changing, you think you're dying. Anybody else had that experience? It's like, I'll never survive this because my identity was tied up with something that is changing. So these are some words that I wrote that helped me get to that place before I spoke on Sunday. It's called Birth of This Day. In the stillness, I hear and smell the world around me. I feel the air, the coolness of the breeze, the warmth of the sun, the complexity of the moving currents. The trees are whispering a morning song as the crack of the ice tells its tale. What did you say, Madam Chickadee-dee-dee-dee? I am listening. Tell me what you know. The cells of what I am made of rejoice to have this day, this hour, this moment, to birth a new melody of praise and thanksgiving, of humbleness and invitation, of appreciation for the wonder of it all, and my unique place in the midst of it. So I invite us into not just the remembering of our spiritual DNA, but knowing we have a unique part to play in this cosmic story, that we are all incredibly vital, that we have the experience of connecting to all that is part of that reality. This week's Pulse of Spirit, as I said, is The Bending of Time and Space, I think is the way David titled it. And I just think about, as we sit together, if we take a moment now just to think about Australia and all that's happening there, to offer our love and our blessing. We are bending time and space. We are many, many miles away, many, many hours different. But our blessing is traveling through and to that place. If I think about what's happening in the Middle East, holding the hearts of the people who are there and letting it be, but holding it with my blessing, we allow time and space to be shifted and to participate in another part of the world where reality is. So I'd just like to see if you want to add anything before we continue.
Thank you, Jean. I've been thinking about this bending time and space with history, with lineage. There was a time in my life where I was not proud to say that I was part Filipino, because my grandfather is where I get that ethnicity from. And he was abusive to my grandmother. And there were a couple miscarriages, and he was abusive to me physically. And so I didn't want that in my life. And then I learned a bit of what happened, why he became that angry man. I mean, in that era, men and women were in relationship in a very different way than they are today, and it was part of society. It was normal, right? But also, he was first born in America and Hawaii and all this stuff, and he was the youngest of the family, and all this, so much pressure was put on him as the only male of the children. It was just a lot. So his father was hard on him, his father was hard on him, all these kinds of things, provide for the family, and expectation and all this, which it served that time when they had to survive, but it wasn't serving me. Holding that anger that was passed down, I have it in my own way now, and I'm shunning a part of me. I'm not letting it go. I'm allowing it to control myself, control my way of being in life, and so in that moment of realizing that, I bent time and space. And I did work around this, forgiving him, in that I forgave myself. And it healed that whole thing. Wow, what an amazing opportunity we have to allow love through this consciousness that we have right now. Another thing I wanted to point out in The Pulse of Spirit by David is something is purifying and transforming in all our lives and in our world. Something is changing. I say, of course, that's our job. That's what we're here to do, to allow the love to be present through the forms of consciousness here in this moment, in all moments, here in Colorado at Sunrise Ranch, in Australia. It's all present here. And when we come to our lives in this way, we meet our lives in this way, this gift that was brought to us, all the little things around us that are trying to distract just fall to the wayside, and we can truly live.
Thank you, Kiahi. This is another piece from Sunday, which was some of the final words in the attunement card. I join you within the fire, abiding here with you, all of our human story is being consumed by the ascending flame of our love. That which is eternal is not what's being consumed. There's a story that gets to be transformed when we abide in the fire of love. And when we do that together, some of what my experience is the way in which we travel in through time and space. Like when I'm thinking of Australia, I have people there. And so my connection is different than if I didn't. But there is a way that because they're standing in a place where I know that they know who they are, that column of connection is easy to touch and easy to know. So we're going to do an exercise this evening that has a bit to do with story, but not about trying to transform or look at and judge your story, but just have a chance to go through this process. It's called a transformational interview. I'm going to ask you to find somebody you don't normally work with and just pair off, and then we'll tell you what to do next. So if you could find a place in the room where you'll be willing to do this work. And find a space, because you'll need to be able to face each other. So ready, set, go. So decide who is going to answer the questions first. And then we can walk around and give them. Who's ever going to answer? Please wait for directions. So I want to give you instructions before you begin. These questions were put in a particular order for a reason. So I want you to follow them. And I want you to be closely listening to the person's answer, because the very next question they may have already answered. So you don't need to ask them if they've already answered that question. But pay attention to following the list. Do not go off because something interests you or because you decide you want to talk about how that happened for you too. You are assisting the person to go through the whole list. We're going to get 20 minutes for each person. So if you don't get to the bottom, it's okay. But we're going to just go through it at a good rate for your own process. So any questions? Follow the questions on the sheet and give them your loving attention. Begin. So I know you may not be complete. Thank you for going as far as you could go with this time. Please thank your partner. And I'm going to ask you to stand up and switch seats with your partner so that you will now be in the questioning seat. And begin when you're ready. Please thank your partner and recreate the circle. Thank you very much. We just want to have a chance to acknowledge you got a chance to look at part of your story. Whatever you decided to talk about is part of what's happening for you right now, and just want to see if there's anything you'd like to share about how that was for you. Or what you saw.
I thought there's a redundancy built into it that in a way I kind of resisted, but then it was beautiful how it makes you just keep going deeper. Like, okay, I'll go even deeper.
I really appreciated the opportunity to learn more about my partner, Chase. He and I haven't gotten an opportunity. So this is really wonderful to do that. And I think just by the process of voicing, it's so powerful. It's powerful for my own process and experience. I feel now that Chase and I have a connection and a bond, and I can offer my support, and he can offer me support just by the 40 minutes that we spent together.
I always love the synchronicity of, you know, being with the person you know you needed to talk with, and having a similar theme, and so being able to support each other and really hear each other and have that impactful reflection. And like you said, you know, knowing that in the future we know each other better, we have something really deep and important that we've shared, and being able to be there for each other as things grow and expand.
I appreciate this process and how it helps me to see the gift that is wanting to be given by myself in this case, but also in the person I shared it with. And it highlights it up in such a magnificent way. And the opportunity to go the extra step and be more honest and frank about the situation one's chosen to look at is so awesome. For one thing, you have to have a level of trust to open up like that. And so, fortunately, we did have that, and it opened up. And that's not always the case, but at least you can see that it's not there, too, if it's not opening up.
I've gone over this so many times as a coach in FSC, but only once ever was I the person. But I think there's something special about it as an exchange. I hadn't really thought of that, but it's a really beautiful kind of sharing exchange. And thank you for bringing that out. So I was just delighted to hear what was going on. Catherine was just like, wow, that's so cool. That's so amazing.
Thank you, Adam. I have to say, along with Adam, this was the first time that I have gone through the transformational interview, except in coaching. And I found with being with Bob, there's a deepening of understanding. And that is so beautiful in the community surround of getting to know on a deep, deep, deeper level who each of us are. And we know what our purpose of being here is, but there is an intimacy and sharing that runs so deep in being together like this in a way of honesty and revealing of ourselves. Thank you.
I just had a weird realization that our DNA does bend time and space, because my DNA recognizes somebody else from across time and space, and we're like, yeah, we meet again, you know, like, what have you learned this time? What did you learn this time? And it's like, I don't know, the knowledge that is shared on all levels, spiritual and physical and mental, emotional, all of levels. You're just like, I don't know. It's a really exciting feeling to me, because my DNA is like, finally, I met my person that understands, you know. So. I think everybody's DNA has been waiting, honestly, because, you know, nothing happens for no reason.
DNA, divine nature ascending. That's a... But I found this process to be so useful just in communicating effectively to my partner. The very first thing that occurred to me, what do you want to talk about? I said, spiritual DNA. And I really I'm not an authority on that subject. And so having to talk about that, explore it, and what it means in my own living was really a revelation to me, and I think it was a transformative experience. And if anyone comes up to me now and asks me, what is spiritual DNA, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to converse with you. So, next.
So for my interview, and thank you, by the way, for being my buddy. So for my interview, I picked something that was really the only thing I could think of. I couldn't think of anything else, and it was very vulnerable for me to share. And part of the process that I'm going through is forgiveness for self. And so to share this, I felt so vulnerable, and the fears of my own self, like of, you know, that I'm unforgivable and all these other things. I was afraid of like judgment from the person, and to just be received in love and held in my process. It was part of the healing process to go through all these questions with someone seeing me through with loving eyes.
For having the opportunity to just look deeper at this thing for me really lets me see how it's something I've done before. It is a reoccurring experience. And when you can really see it, you can be like, oh, wow, I did it there and I did it there and I did it there. And now I'm here. I made it. You know, it wasn't perfect every time, but I've done this, and now I can see maybe where I could have done it differently, or how I could head in a little bit of a different direction, or, you know, make a little change here or there. And so in that conversation, I was able to realize, oh, I've got this. I just need to be patient. I just need to trust. I just, you know, I've had this experience again and again and again, and I always know what to do. So I just need to slow down. So it's beautiful to recognize that is a pattern, and I got this.
Thanks, Courtney. One of the reasons Kiahi and I decided to do this is because one of the gifts of doing the transformational interview is you get to look a little bit at your story. Like, what do you want to talk about often reveals things that are going on for you that you don't look at from other angles, and that you just don't give creative thinking to. You just believe that that's what's happening. And so asking, what's going on for you in this? We know other people are involved. It allows something new to come into your understanding of the story you've been telling. Or what's at risk for you to change the way you see this? Or can I ask you about this later? It broadens the way in which the particular thing you chose to speak about is not just a story that you're going to tell over and over again. Because as you said so brilliantly, Bruce, it's like, you're going to ask me another question about this. It is designed to have you look at what's at risk, to look at the elements that you have stopped thinking about. And there are many ways we've just stopped thinking about what's really happening, because we think it's comfortable, but it's really just familiar, or it's a habit.
Another thing I love about this process is we bring out, it brings out what's at risk, and then you kind of look at it like, is it really a risk? It's not really a risk. You know, sometimes there are risks that come up. Oh, yeah, it could be a risk, and am I willing to push through that? You know, all this kind of stuff. And then it goes back to, what do you really want to have happen here? You know? And then what would that look like? And then what's at risk of that? And so it's like it is a deepening and deepening. And the beautiful thing is, and what we're sharing here right now, is that we're all doing this. Like what Linda was saying, and getting to know, and others have said too, getting to know people. And like, you got to know Chase tonight. You know, it's like, this is happening every moment, all the time. We are doing this internally. Oh, I want to do that, but I don't. But I want to do it. And other people are too. You know, so the more work we do with this internally, we can do it together. You know, so I love this work. Thank you, Jane.
So in the stillness of this evening, we got to listen and be heard. And both of those things are really important. It's a good way to find out what the spiritual DNA would have happen if we just listen to it. And we get to create together by doing that. So thank you for being part of this service tonight, and have a good rest of your evening.